This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state has rejected a private bid to expand I-25 between Denver and Fort Collins. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Rotus USA is a subsidiary of a multinational transportation conglomerate. It wanted to provide cash upfront to add more than 20 miles of toll lanes to Interstate 25 between E-470 and the Longmont area, and make other safety improvements to the congested road. In exchange, it would have received toll revenue. State transportation officials rejected Rotus's offer this week, saying it can already afford to make most of the planned improvements on its own. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A potential new abortion clinic is creating controversy in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that crowds recently packed city council chambers, many in protest of the facility.
A doctor who runs an out-of-state abortion clinic purchased a commercial building in South Pueblo in September. City Council member Regina Maestri is proposing an ordinance she says would make Pueblo a sanctuary city for the unborn.
I think we should take the opportunity to try to regulate and license it here in this city.
It's unclear if that's possible. The city attorney is scheduled to speak to council about it during an executive session soon. Currently, the only abortion provider in southeastern Colorado is in Colorado Springs. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver Public Schools Board rejected a plan last night to close multiple schools. An original proposal to close 10 elementary and middle schools due to low enrollment drew community concerns last month. District residents said DPS did not adequately engage with the public. That list was reduced to 5 schools last week and then further narrowed down to 2 at the board meeting by the superintendent. Both schools will remain open for now. This is CPR News and KRCC.